I got a few things I want to say.
It's Monday, July 6th, 2009. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed.
The word now is seize the time.
This time, let me introduce the band members one by one.
You know, all that does is intensify rage.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Seize the time.
That right there was a band called White Williams. They're from either New York or Ohio, depending on who you ask. And that song was called New Violence. Came out a couple years ago on their album Smoke, and I neglected to play it on my show for some reason, so I'm making up for it now. I like that song. It's a good song. Okay, up next, a band from France. They're called Nouvelle Vague, and they have a new album which just came out. We're going to hear two excellent songs from it, a cover of the Violent Femmes' Blister in the Sun, followed by the Talking Heads' Road to Nowhere, as covered right here by Nouvelle Vague and their classic Nouvelle Vague style, which normally would be more bossa nova-y than it is on this record, but that doesn't make this new record any less awesome than their past ones. It's called Number 3, this album, because it's their third album, and it is a must pick up. So if you like these two songs, you're definitely going to want to check out everything by Nouvelle Vague, including the rest of this awesome, awesome record. So check it out, Blister in the Sun, followed by Road to Nowhere, as covered right now by Nouvelle Vague on The Sounds of My Head.
Just turn my stuff in, it's okay, I'll let me go wild. President Obama announced today he will drastically scale back his agenda for America after a visit to a Denny's restaurant in Manassas, Virginia, caused him to, quote, completely reconsider what our nation is capable of achieving. In a press conference this afternoon, the president said, quote, what I saw at Denny's made me realize how much I have overestimated the American people. Before we reclaim global leadership, we must first stop eating 6 sausages and a pound of eggs covered in syrup for breakfast, and we must stop leaving the house in sweatpants.
There's a city in my mind. Come along and take the ride, and it's all right. And it's very far away, but it's growing day by day, and it's all right. We're on a road to nowhere. Oh, come on inside. Taking that.
Let's go to Onion News Network Washington correspondent Jane Carmichael, who was traveling with the president this morning.
Thanks, Andrea. The president stopped by the Denny's for breakfast en route to a speaking engagement and spent about 35 minutes inside. When he came out, he looked visibly shaken. I spoke to several Denny's customers and employees who witnessed the president's visit.
Well, I told him I had no job, and he asked where I've been looking for one. And I was like, what do I want to work for?
He said something to me about some colleges, something for my kids. But I can barely hear him with this little bitch crying his head off.
That microwaved his food until it was hot all the way through because, you know, he's the president.
Several people noted that Obama looked, quote, real uneasy throughout much of the meal, particularly when he saw a drunk man who was sleeping in a nearby booth sit up and vomit on his chocolate chip pancakes and immediately go back to sleep.
Thanks, Jane.
remember you for what you are, but for what you're not. Everybody will help you discover what you said are too fine. But if I said it in time, come on, give it to me, I keep it with mine. The train
have White House Deputy Press Secretary Todd Grant joining us right now. Mr. Grant, give us a sense of how big these post-Denny's policy changes will be.
Well, Andrea, the president was deeply unsettled by his experience at Denny's, so it's safe to say the changes will be sweeping. They're all laid out in his new Realistic Hope for America plan.
Right, I can
and it
see
basically
that.
Replaces the president's previous agenda with goals he now thinks are more within the grasp of the American public,
mm-hmm.
such as not slapping your children in public, not calling your waitress a cunt, and not smoking while eating your moons over Miami.
Now, surely he's going to face strong criticism for abandoning his previous plan. For example, on the environment.
Andrea, I was with the president when he went inside the Denny's. Those plans were never going to happen.
Really?
But the president hasn't abandoned his principles. It's true that he's no longer calling for 1 million hybrid cars by 2015.
Right, I can see
but
that.
But he is calling on Americans to think about walking to the liquor store down the block instead of driving.
Huh.
We believe America can do it.
Right.
And we're also encouraging Americans to quit meth and stop getting Tweety Bird tattoos.
So big picture, Mr. Grant, what does this mean for the long-term goals of the Obama presidency?
Well, it's certainly not to make America a world leader in anything anymore.
But
we hope to inspire all of America to band together and make our nation a little bit less of an embarrassing, disgusting shithole.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Mr. Grant, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Andrea.
That right there was two songs from an album called Tambourine Dream. It's an amazingly great record by Cousin Cole and Pocket Knife. They're from Brooklyn. They basically took a wide variety of, you know, kind of light songs and reinterpreted them with to sort of a dance beat. They're not mashups per se, they're remixes. The whole album is extremely good, and so we heard two of my favorites right there, Keep It With Mine by Nico and Oh Yoko by John Lennon. Totally, totally awesome songs, and the whole album is amazingly great. And I should say, it is unfortunate that album is no longer available for some reason, but you can download almost all the songs from it and additional mixes and everything off the internet for free. Look for links to everything I play on thesoundsofmyhead.com, including links for where you might download things that are out of print, like that record is. Okay, up next, a band from Glasgow, Scotland, where I just got back from, and if you missed you know, that last episode, go listen to it. It was all stuff from the UK and a little bit from Iceland. So, we're going to hear a fantastic song that Camera Obscura cover. I played this song, I Can't Stay Mad at You, a while ago on a special episode of the show. I played like the old 60s version, and it's great, but I really love Camera Obscura's version too. It's a much more mellow, quiet version, and it came from their Lloyd I'm Ready to Be Heartbroken EP, which I really like, and I figure people might not have picked up the EP because, you know, they got the album, so they missed the song. But this song is so great that we're going to play it, and then after it, I'm going to play the Queers version of I Can't Stay Mad at You, because I love it too, because I really just love this I Can't Stay Mad at You song. So we're just going to hear a couple of different versions of it right now. So we're going to hear first Camera Obscura from Lloyd I'm Ready to Be Heartbroken, then we're going to hear the Queers from their album Monkey Brain. So check it out, the Queers and Camera Obscura, right now with one of my favorite songs, I Can't Stay Mad at You. Where else but on the Sounds of My Head?
You can make me cry, you can break my heart, but I'll never see we're through. Even when I cry, I can't stay mad at you. You can run around, you can tell me lies, but there's nothing I can do. I'll never say goodbye, 'cause I can't stay mad at you. I got
England. That place tested my hygiene issues. You can go to a nice restaurant in England. You go to the bathroom. There's a little cloth towel hanging on a towel ring. It's like, oh, did I accidentally wander into the chef's apartment? I'm gonna wash my hands properly with soap and water and then dry them after a guy who did the quickie rinse. And then get E. coli all over me crumpets. You know what I mean? Do 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 shooby dooby do wah. Do 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 shooby dooby do wah. Do 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 shooby dooby do wah. Do 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 I can't stay mad at you. You can make me cry. You can break my heart. Love All excited to work in London. I was like, oh, I'm going to play for some British people. After every show, someone come right up to me. We sure did enjoy you. We're visiting from South Carolina. All right. Out of town recently, I asked this woman I met if she'd ever been to New York City. She goes, oh yeah, I drove through there once. Oh. Where are you headed where the directions include drive through New York City? All right, you're going to come to a fork in the road. You don't want to go right because that's a major highway. Go straight 3 miles an hour through the most congested city in the country. And promise me you won't pull over, because there's nothing going on there.
Who approaches New York City for the first time is not curious enough to pull over? Who's like, oh my God, what do we have here? It's kind of a different vibe here, huh? Should we pull over, walk around? No. Concord, New Hampshire awaits us.
Two songs in a row right there by Farabee Lionheart. That was Before We're Dead with a little bit of the New Orleans flavor, and Pure Imagination, a cover of the song from the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, both extremely good and both from his album called Catch the Brass Ring, which is widely available and I would recommend checking out if you liked those two songs because he has great sound. Kind of reminds me of these other sort of cool singer-songwriter types these days, the Elvis Perkinses and the Johnny Flynns, so on. So anyway, check him out. He's from Los Angeles. Very good stuff. So, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head, Beirut, they are from Brooklyn, and they have a new couple of EPs out. We're going to hear a song called The Shrew from their EP March of the Zapotec. Here it is, The Shrew by Beirut, finishing up this era episode of The Sounds in My Head. Thank you.
she wasn't ever obliged to lift knee or buckle or rise. And once her eyes covered with flies, the pain she no longer disguised. When those aligned her arrest inside, nailed her to ignite, there was once a time we sighed. Yea, hoes each morning light to the market left right. How long she's been by my side, let her rest the stables retired.
Does it for this episode of The Sounds of My Head. The music I talked over this week was No Dice, On a Bayonet, and My Family's Role in the World Revolution. All three were by the band Beirut, though the first one was officially by the band Five Royals, though it's really just Beirut. And all of them were from various EPs. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can leave comments at thesoundsofmyhead.com or email me, Daniel, at daniel@soundsinmyhead.com. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you again in 2 weeks on July 20th with an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.